Hard for a chap to say no, eh?
Difficult, sir.
So, what did I say?
Initially, no, sir. Only Miss Bing turned a trifle unattractive, shall we say?
Yes, I can see she might have done. So I proceeded...
You did.
...with their plan...
Yes, sir.
...which was?
To pretend to burgle Totley Towers.
Home of Sir Watkin Bassett, magistrate?
Climbing through an upstairs window by means of a ladder conveniently concealed behind a hedge, through an open window of an empty room, finding under the bed a sack of stolen property which Miss Bing had already taken, then proceeding downstairs to let yourself out of the front door, which would set off the alarm.
Oh, good-o.
And once outside, feigning a struggle with Mr. Pinker, who will be waiting for you. As soon as Sir Watkin arrived, you would drop the sack and run off. Overcome with gratitude to Mr. Pinker, Sir Watkin would be prepared to overlook his previous objections.
A scheme fraught with imponderables, Jeeves.
Unpredictable, certainly, sir.
And one I refuse to have any part of.
On the contrary, you agreed.
I agree. Oh, I see. Yes, the old code again, was it?
Undoubtedly, sir.
Lord, it can be a heavy burden, Jeeves. I found the ladder, then.
You did.
And I climbed through the window.
Yes, sir.
With my customary cat-like stealth.
Perhaps rather more pig-like, sir.
Pig-like?
In order to prevent any risk of recognition, I prevailed upon you to wear a mask. The only one available was that of a pig. I apologize for the choice of animal, but the selection from the property store was limited. Fortunately, a children's production of The Three Little Pigs was recently in the theatre's repertoire.
I cannot believe I'm hearing this, Jeeves. I scaled the ladder dressed as a pig.
You did.
Climbing through the window?
With some agility, sir.
Into the empty room?
Alas, no, sir. By some oversight.
Oversight? Whose oversight?
Who can tell, sir? By some oversight, the room concerned was Miss Glossop's.